Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Tinster is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, joining us all the way from Toronto. He is the author of Cause a Disturbance, also the 90% Rule. He's the CEO of Spiderworks, Inc., and our good friend Ken. Welcome back. I mean, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we were talking about corporate entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, they're sometimes called, and how some companies are trying to become more entrepreneurial. Is there anything that you see on the horizon in corporate entrepreneurship that would put pressure on entrepreneurship?
It's funny because at first I thought it could be a negative thing for entrepreneurs, and I was invited to speak at a number of entrepreneurship conferences, and I was going, wow, it's almost like, you know, speaking for the enemy. And then I thought, you know, it really isn't. It's probably the greatest advocate for entrepreneurship because it recognizes risk, it recognizes creativity, it recognizes collaboration and people who are willing to take a risk out there. And it actually, because as entrepreneurs, many of us, you know, look to build to sell or to collaborate with large companies, it's teaching the large companies, you know, what we're about. And what I mean by that, I had an opportunity to chair a panel about 4 months ago, and it was with Fortune 500 companies who were purchasing or doing joint ventures with entrepreneurs, and they were always trying to change the entrepreneur and change the culture of the entrepreneur's company. And I'm sitting there going, that's not why you're doing this. you're doing right. This to learn and embrace it. And that's why,
you know, I did business with IBM for years, and the general partner that I did business with, it was my boss basically there. He said, we like doing business with you because you don't have to have a committee. When we ask you to do something, you just say yeah or no. You don't have to discuss it with a bunch of people. You know, he'd say, can you do this for us? And I'd say, let me think about it. Okay.
Yep.
He said, we don't get to do that around here.
So it's teaching them how to work with and joint venture with entrepreneurs and giving us an opportunity to work with more large companies. It also opens up a very lucrative, you know, exit, if you will, instead of private equity or going public. If large companies right. recognize and know how to onboard entrepreneurs, I mean, they, especially around fintech and financial services, they are looking to buy and, you know, acquire, bring in entrepreneurs today. So it really is a great
thing. Well, I tell you, that's a dangerous proposition. If you're an entrepreneur and you want to remain an entrepreneur, that's a real dangerous proposition. I had a company, a big company came to me one time and said, you know, we thought about making you a proposal to buy you out and bring you into our company. He said, then we thought about it and we said, you know what? That would probably ruin him. That'd be the worst thing that could happen. I said, you're right. I said, well, I would have turned that down.
I agree with you there, Jim. I've been in the same position, and I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm going to be an entrepreneur for life. All I'm saying is that there are those people, and especially the younger generation, that might go
you're
through
right.
three, four, five companies.
You're right.
And it's just yeah. for those people, it's opening up an opportunity. And frankly, I think it's great for the economy as a whole. I mean, there's a lot of people who become entrepreneurs simply because they can't find employment. And
well, here's where I think that – go ahead.
They have a certain level of creativity and risk tolerance, but they're only doing it because they don't necessarily have a choice.
Well, the thing that I think will be good, and it'll take some time, Ken, is when over time – the corporations are starting to be run by the people who came up that way through the entrepreneurial program. They understand the value of being entrepreneurial, and they start running corporate America like that, and they start giving the, you know, giving the brush off to maybe even to Wall Street. In another generation, Wall Street will be less relevant? I think it's already, to some degree, less relevant than it was. More and more, ask how many CEOs today, corporate America, if they could take their company private, ask how many would do that. I bet you many of them.
Yeah, completely agree with that. And I mean, you see a lot of companies going private today or trying to, so absolutely.
The 90-day conference call is the ruination of excellence and long-term planning and high-quality performance. It's the ruination of that. What do you think?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, you need to – you still need to be thinking 3 to 5 year time horizon. Yes, you're going to be shifting your products and services more quickly, but, and I think it creates a lot of the problems that we see and a lot of the scandals because people are so forced to – do things and make decisions
right.
with it under incredible pressure.
Mm-hmm. I think annual reviews would be good. I think that's appropriate. But this 90-day thing, I think it's gonna be the death of them. Hey, Ken, I need your website, please.
It's causeofdisturbance.com.
All right. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Ken Tinser, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. After these messages, 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.